hold up those pictures so we can see who these people are, these real human beings. Hold them up for us.
The faces of the fallen looked out at the Senate hearing room, the images of coal miners killed on the job. Senator Tom Harkin, the son of a miner, said each death was one too many.
Too many employers cut corners on safety. Too many workers pay the price with their lives.
29 miners died in early April in an explosion at a mine in West Virginia operated by Massey Energy Company.
This facility had a record of numerous and serious safety violations, including 515 violations last year alone.
The head of the government's mine safety agency acknowledged enforcement of existing laws has not been tough enough. Joe Main said coal companies are able to drag out the process with endless appeals.
Looking in the past, I think that there has been a weakness in the enforcement of the law, and it has a lot to do with the way that the law has been interpreted, that, to be honest.
Main said the government is now willing to go directly to court to shut down mines when necessary, and he called on Congress to enact tougher enforcement measures. Cecil Roberts, the head of the coal miners' union, said such action is overdue.
How is it that a company can be allowed in this day and age to put people in this kind of a position? Congress should stand up and take a position that we're not going to tolerate this.
Roberts quoted parts of a letter one of the dead miners left with his family.
If I die in this coal mine, please tell everyone that I love them. That's the kind of letter people used to write when they went off to Vietnam in my era.
Massey Energy did not send a representative to the hearing, saying it was not a formal investigation into the cause of the explosion. But Massey Chief Executive Dan Blankenship said earlier that the company has launched its own inquiry.
It is critical that we find out the facts so that all of Massey and industry's coal miners can work without fear of another explosion.
The National Mining Association refused to single out Massey during the hearing, saying only that the mining industry wants to improve its safety record across the board. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.